I'll say good morning, everybody. I'd like to call the meeting of Rules and Legislative Administration to order. Representative Benson says he's really ready.
Madam Chair, I am ready, and I've read several times over. Wednesday, April 24th, I'd like to move the minutes.
Representative Benson, in a really ready way, moves the minutes. Any discussion?
I'm on top of it.
Seeing no discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. I'd like to move the proposed calendar for the day for April 29th. To move the calendar of the day for Monday, April 29th. It's in your packets. Are there any questions? I want to make sure everybody knows for Senate File 345, it's the author's intent to substitute the House language. Seeing no questions, no further discussion, all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. And that motion is adopted. And then back to House File 1684, the Nelson Bill dealing with the Metropolitan Council. I'd like to begin by taking the bill off the table, so I move to take House File 1684 off the table. And all those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those opposed, say no. And I would like to move to reconsider the A2 amendment. And so if everybody remembers, we adopted the amendment, and I'd like to move that reconsideration. Are there any questions? Seeing no questions, all those in favor, please say aye.
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 And no. And that motion is adopted. And so the bill now before us is the bill as it came to the committee. It's the bill as it passed out of government operations. And it's the bill that we can pass on to the general register. Are there any questions for the bill's author, Representative Nelson?
I think technically we still have the amendment before us. We just moved to reconsider, so we have to actually vote on whether to add the amendment or not. Isn't
or
that
you
correct?
Can withdraw the amendment, Madam Chair.
Somebody can withdraw it, yeah.
And I would move to withdraw the amendment.
Okay.
All those in favor, please say aye.
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 As opposed, say no. The motion is adopted. The bill is before us. Are there any questions? Representative Nelson, do you have anything?
No, Chair.
Okay. Said.
Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Looking at
both of them.
Purposes of comparison, plan MC-2013-4.
And members, I'd like to invite Mr. Shetland for the Met Council to the table. I asked him to be here in case there were questions. Welcome to the committee, Mr. Shetland.
Great.
Madam Chair,
Representative Nelson.
I'll let Mr. Shetland say that. Correct me if I'm wrong, but if you're talking the squiggly maps down, the squiggly lines down there by Prior Lake, if you looked on the maps I sent you on the computer, emailed you, if you blow that map up, you'll see here down by Prior Lake, there's a little island that's part of the Spring Lake. This is just Spring Lake Township that is completely surrounded by Prior Lake. And that little squiggly line, when they were drawing it on this size map, is what that is there. There's a little island of property there. And they kept, when they drew the lines there, they kept all of Spring Lake together. So there's a little island there that's non-contiguous with Spring Lake that looks like it's part of Prior Lake. And that's what the squiggly line there is.
Madam Chair.
Representative Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and to the author. Well, given the fact that I live in Spring Lake Township, could you elaborate in terms of the explanation for why it was included with Prior Lake?
Mr. Shetland,
welcome
to the committee.
Madam Chair and Representative Albright, the reason it looks that way is because of the way that parts of Spring Lake Township have been annexed by the city of Prior Lake. And so that is why the lines look the way they do. And it was an attempt to make sure that the township was still had the entire township together and having the city of Prior Lake together, and that was done intentionally, in order to make sure that the city was not split in any way, and that the township was represented or was not split in any way either. That was one of the principles of the maps that we put together, was not to split cities or townships, and we were able to achieve that. I can bring you a map later today that is blown up to show you how it looks more specifically to that. The scale on these maps make that pretty difficult to see, but it was done in order to make sure that we didn't have city or township boundaries split.
And Representative Albright, can I ask one clarifying question? Are we, at this point, are we discussing the maps that Representative Nelson sent that were representing the amendment that we've just withdrawn? And so for the members, because we're not going to take that amendment up, while I want to make sure you get answers to your questions, it is not now a subject of our work here.
Okay.
Because we've withdrawn that amendment.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
You're welcome. Are there other questions that you'd like to ask?
One, just as a qualifying, ma'am.
Representative Albright.
Thank you. Was the municipality of Prairie Lake and their city council advised or made aware of the changes or modifications as these two maps were put together in comparison?
Mr. Shenton.
Madam Chair, Representative Albright, I believe that when these maps were made available in the Government Operations Committee a couple weeks ago, that the representatives from Metro Cities sent the maps out to all of the member cities, which I believe Prior Lake is a member of. So I believe, yes, that they were made aware of it. And I can't tell you for certain, but I do know that the maps were sent out to all the different cities. So if that, and I'm happy to follow up with the city if you would like, and I'll follow up with folks that represent Metro Cities as well. But I would be surprised if they weren't aware of it.
You're welcome, Representative Albright. To the bill before us, other questions? Representative Pepin?
Well, Madam Chair, I understand that it's the bill before us, but I'm not clear as to what Representative Nelson's intentions are. If his intentions are to offer the A1 amendment tomorrow, then I think those questions are relevant here, because we won't have the opportunity to have Mr. Shetton or the LCC available on the floor. So I would just, if that's not his intention, then it's not necessary, but this would be our only chance.
Seriously, Representative Pepin, I think that there are many ways for members to get information about the maps that were sent to us now 2 days ago, and about Representative Nelson's plan moving forward. The Rules Committee has the bill before us, and not the amendment. We withdrew it, and we're taking to the floor. Representative Nelson's going to bring to the floor the bill as it passed out of Government Operations. And I really do want to facilitate people's members' understanding, I don't think it is the Rules Committee's jurisdiction at this point to facilitate that conversation. We have the bill before us. We've withdrawn the amendment. And so I would ask members to focus on the subject matter of the bill in front of us. Representative Torkelson, Representative Doubt, and Representative Loon. Representative Torkelson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Well, I'm focusing on the bill as it stands before us. I'm not a redistricting expert, but I know when we look at redistricting maps for the legislature, we have on those maps highlighted the locations where the current representatives or senators live. Is there a map available that highlights where the current council members live?
Representative, or excuse me, Mr. Shenton.
Thank you, Madam Chair. We do have a copy of that we can provide to you, Representative Torkelson. That was prepared by the Legislative Coordinating Commission. So I have a copy of the map here with me. I can show you, but I don't have an extra copy.
Representative Nelson.
Madam Chair and Representative Torkelson, when we were going through this process, the beginning, and when I asked for the maps to be prepared, I specifically asked not to see where the people live, because I didn't want to be influenced by gerrymandering maps to meet people. And I asked them to prepare the maps without knowing where the people lived. I mean, that council knew that. They had a map, and I told them I didn't want to see it. So when they drew the lines and they came up with these, the LCC and Met Council, I did not know where the people lived as the maps were drawn.
Representative Torkelson.
So if you don't know where the people live, how do you know whether they're gerrymandered maps or not?
I just made the, Madam Chair.
Representative Nelson.
Made the decision based on the information that was provided when the, we gave them. They gave us the maps. If you look on the information from the 1A map, they state there that there are two districts where they have people paired. Four districts, end up with four people running in two different districts.
And Representative Nelson, is it accurate to recall that the map or the bill before us represents the work of the Government Operations Committee, and there was near unanimous support for that bill as it passed out of committee?
There was, Madam Chair, I am members. I voted no, but I believe just about everybody else, from what I heard, I didn't hear any other audible no's.
Right. Thank you. Representative Dowd.
Representative Nelson, is it your intent to offer that the 1A amendment tomorrow on the floor?
I might.
Just so committee members are clear, yep. the bill isn't calendared yet.
Oh, okay. So it's not going to the floor tomorrow. Okay.
All right. Representative Loon.
Madam Chair, that was partially my question, I guess. What type of rule? Are we requiring a pre-file?
We will.
Okay.
Madam Chair. You're welcome. Thank you for the question.
It just doesn't come up.
Are there other questions? Seeing no further questions, I'll renew my motion that House File 1684 be passed and sent to the General Register. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
And those no, and that motion is adopted. And with that, members, we are in adjournment. See you on the floor.